So I want you to close your eyes for a moment and just imagine this. You think you can do that? I know you can. So it's a balmy summer night. You remember them, don't you? I know you do. It's one of those hot, long nights when you have the windows open, even the door if you could. You slipped out of your underwear hours ago, and there's a warm, wet sheen covering the whole of your body. It would be uncomfortable, but there's a gentle breeze blowing across you that cools you down a little, just a little. You were restless before, but now you're in the middle of one of those languid snoozes. You know the ones, when you're half awake, but you're half dreaming. You're half aware, half not aware, kind of tingly, but kind of not. You're aware of something, perhaps a presence in the room, but you know you're just dreaming, right? Our door opens slowly, and you're standing there, looking at me, and you bite your lower lip. I'm not even sure what to say. You're wearing a white silk blouse, a smart black skirt, and your hair is down now, around your shoulders. It was up before, when we met, and the difference is warm, casual. Your legs cross a bit underneath you, and I notice no pantyhose, just long, lean legs and bare feet on white carpet. You bite your lower lip, and you look me over. I'm wet drenched even, head to toe. I ran 5 blocks in the rain. I was walking home from the bar. "Come to my room," you'd said. "We can have another drink there." I was on my way home. "I won't tell anyone if you won't," you said. I was on my way home. "I didn't expect to see you," you say. My socks are wet. There's water in my shoes. My suit, my tie, my white shirt, all soaked close to my skin. I should be freezing, but I'm sweating. "I thought you were leaving." You'd been down at the end of the bar, drinking a martini. I noticed your legs first, or maybe your lips, tasting the liquor, biting into the olive. "Did you know I was watching you? Did you know all along?" You told the bartender to bring me a drink. Scotch, single malt. He told me it was from you, and I smiled at you. You smiled back, and I wondered what I should do. Lindsay chewed her lower lip when she saw her ex's motorcycle in front of her flat. For a moment, she paused, until curiosity finally got the better of her. What could he be doing here after dumping her so callously for that tart? "Maybe he came to his senses and is back to beg for a second chance," she whispered, feeling a warmth spread through her as her nipples hardened at the thought. She immediately was ashamed that she could be so quickly turned on just by the thought of his return, but found her heart racing as she approached the stoop anyway. Sure enough, there he was. Tall, blonde-haired elegance dressed in black leather, his helmet in hand, and a smile on his face. "Hey, Linz," he said, his husky voice causing shivers to race up and down her spine. She flushed slightly as her nipples hardened when he boldly looked over her slight but well-built frame. "You are looking better than ever." His blue eyes hung for a moment on the taut fabric stretched across her breasts before coming up to meet hers. She was sure he had noticed her arousal, but told herself she was not going to make this easy for him, no matter how much she wanted him. Hands touch, and lover's delight, as the joys of the moment surround them, each one lost in the bliss of the moment, both denying the hour, minute, second they must separate. When will they part? When will they leave and walk towards the paths that have been chosen for them? Never, In dreams, they will stay sealed in time, in a vortex that spins, and no other will interrupt them or stop them. Nothing will stall their heavenly touches, sweet caresses, or knowing stares. Always, forever, they will be one, hands held, clenched tight, eyes full of joy, love, compassion, romance, no longer the fear of departure. They are here in this place, this dream, where no one can interfere. Watch. They reach a mountain, swim an ocean, cross a desert of dry, hot sand, until they come together to breathe the same air, touch the same ground, love the same scents. Completion. Barriers are gone. Moments have arrived where each is there, staring at the other, and finally, time calls for a final time.